Super netball getting ever closer, and of course there's always an eye on the Australian Diamonds, particularly in this Commonwealth Games year. A woman who brought up a milestone in the gold bib recently and is readying herself for her club season joins us now from down on the Gold Coast, Kara Conan. It's great to have a chat to you. You're in the purple and yellow of the Sunshine Coast Lightning over this weekend, but of course it's been a great time for you recently, bringing up your 50th appearance for the Aussies. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for having a chat. No, definitely was very excited to round out a good international series in against Jamaica in January. But yeah, all eyes forward onto SSN.
Okay, we'll get to the Aussie campaign, and of course Glasgow is off in the distance. But first and foremost, club scene. Friday night, you got over your fierce rivals, the Queensland Firebirds. How are you feeling back at Clubland?
Yeah, I mean, we've really hit the ground running. Obviously, we rejoined the girls not 7 or 8 days ago. So, you know, it's feeling very fresh, new combinations in Lightning Land as well. We've got a real good mix of youth and experience coming through. So all very exciting things. And I mean, Friday night went really well for us. We retained our Spirit Cup. So lots to go away and work on. But yeah, a pretty good start.
And what are you expecting from the Giants today?
Oh, look, I think Giants play a pretty exciting and different brand of netball. They've obviously got some really good two-point threats. Their shooting is great from range, so we'll be looking at shutting that down in our defence. And then they've got a couple of new faces in their defence line. So, I mean, I'm sure it'll give us attackers something to look at. Make sure we bring our variety, though, and keep working on solidifying our combinations and our game plan.
And look, in Clubland, Lightning just missed the finals last year. What's the sort of the broad stories of the off-season, firstly for your club, and whether or not we're going to be seeing any sort of major changing of the guard? What's the word around the traps?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, still reliving that very close loss, missing out on finals at the end of last year. Don't bring it up. So definitely be looking to right that wrong this season. I mean, I think that we view ourselves as finals contenders and premiership contenders. So we've got the list to do it. It's literally just solidifying these new combinations and bringing the new faces into the fold and, yeah, seeing what we can achieve on court. But I think it's going to be a really exciting year for Lightning.
You're hearing from Australian Diamonds and Sunshine Coast Lightning shooter Kara Conan with us on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Quentin Hull. Now, Kara, let's get into the nitty-gritty of, you know, the difference between working in two-thirds compared to one-third, because the GAVGS sort of debate around your positioning has been a huge talking point. Do you want to take up the story from there? How are you feeling about it all?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't really know what to say. I will take any court time that comes my way, whether it's with a GA or a GS on my bib. I really don't mind. It's more so what the coaches need at the time. I think that historically I haven't really had much time at goal attack, but I mean, with our new recruits in Gabby Sinclair and Danelle Wallum, they give us real opportunity to explore different positions for me, which I think is super exciting. We have Nell, who's such a great target at the back. So I have to work really hard on making sure I'm that link between inside and outside the circle. But I think shooter has been my comfort zone, and that one third has been my safe space for a little while. But no, I'm approaching the challenge with two hands, and I'm looking forward to seeing what we can achieve at both a Diamonds level and a Lightning level, if the coaches so wish.
So there's two.
Leave it up to the brains trust, I reckon.
There's two elements to this. Obviously, you know, when you have to move for an extra third of the court, so physically, is it an issue, or what's the sort of the dynamic of how you prepare and recover to play a core position where you need to cover more court?
Yeah, great question for our S&C coaches. That's why they get paid the big bucks. So it's up to them to make sure I can cover the court. I don't think it's too much of an issue. I've always enjoyed running. There definitely is an added component of having more defensive onus on you, I think, when you're in that goal attack position. Obviously, you're competing for more of the ball and Working, as you said, across a bigger surface area. So there is a little bit of a conditioning component involved, but for me, it's probably more my adjusting my game smarts around it and making sure that I'm safe with ball in hand and being that really good connector, but also seeing what I can do in terms of my variety of my movement, getting back in the circle, using my height. And giving the defenders some headaches, hopefully.
Yeah, and you've given us a bit of an insight to the follow-up question about the tactics. So the other part of it too, I think, is just mentally going from being the dominant shooter to playing a different kind of role in that regard. Is that sort of a bit of a mental challenge for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think that I've always wanted to hang my hat on being a high volume shooter, though. So I think even if I am in that goal attack position, I want to make sure I'm being a threat to post. So that's something I'm trying to carry across from that goal shooter game. But I think historically we've always had goal attacks at Lightning and at the Diamonds level who have put up a lot of shots, put up a high volume of shots. I mean, we don't have any 200 plus centimetre tall shooters in our current contingent of athletes. So we do like to work the circle and work the movement in the circle, which I think is a really exciting brand of netball to play and watch, hopefully. Mm. So, yeah, I think continuing to build on that will be something that I'm looking to do this year.
Kara Conan's with you, Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. Super Netball's not too far away. We're going to park Clubland there for a moment, though, Kara, because 2026 Commonwealth Games, Glasgow, look, recently you've just passed the 50 test marker for the Diamonds. Rightly or wrongly, it is the, I think, outside looking in marker of this unbelievable Diamonds netball program, World Cups, of course, included. But, you survived the cut at a smaller Commonwealth game, so probably even more focus now on the netball. Firstly, the reaction to how you played against Jamaica recently, are the team happy with the way they're progressing?
Yeah, I think so. There was a lot to like off the back of that Jamaican series, for sure. Like, I mean, three games, obviously they were missing some key personnel in their bookends in Janiel and Shamira at the back there. But I think sticking to what our game plan and what we wanted to achieve, there were definitely some exciting combinations out on court. You've got some new faces entering the fold and really standing up tall and doing the job in the Diamonds dress, which is really cool to see. But that was our last time together prior to joining our SSN clubs and going on a little bit of a break from Diamonds, I guess. But yeah, we definitely try to strive to keep that connection going throughout our SSN season. Although we're rivals on court, we try to keep the friendly energy going off the court.
So when's the next sort of Aussie camp get together before Glasgow?
So we've got selections throughout SSN this year. So I think it's around rounds 10 to 14, really, that the big calls are made by the coaching staff and selectors. And, obviously everybody will be trying to put their best foot forward throughout the SSN season to put their hand up for selection. But, once that comes around and teams are selected, then it'll be essentially straight off the back of a SSN grand final, we'll be into camp and switching gears again back into that Aussie Diamonds environment.
What's your, apart from winning, what's your great memory of sort of being in that environment in Birmingham 4 years ago?
Oh, I mean, it was a really cool, different experience, I suppose. It was also, COVID was kind of still hanging around. And I think the biggest thing that I took away from it was the ability to interact with other athletes, like in your little villages that we had. There were a few hubs across Birmingham. So we were hanging out in the same hotel room as all of the other netball teams, obviously, from different nations, but boxers and weightlifters and this, that and the other. So to, yeah, be able to be a part of that is pretty special. But also I think for a while now we've had a very cool group at the Diamonds level and we all get along really well. So, yeah, I mean, if I'm lucky enough to be a part of that tour and get selected in that team, which, I mean, you never know because the landscape of Australian netball at the moment is so competitive. I'll definitely be taking in every moment. The opening ceremony is obviously a really massive highlight that from the 2022 games that I'll always hold very near and dear to my heart, though.
Kara, it's great to hear you speak so passionately about that. Just before I let you go, though, we've done sort of club netball, we've done international netball. Now I'm going to talk footy. because, of course, your sister is Bree Conan, who is the captain of the Brisbane Lions AFLW team.
Yeah.
How often do you get to the footy?
That she is always stealing my thunder, that girl. No, she's fantastic.
Look,
obviously,
I mean,
she's been a,
at Christmas time, she says, oh, look at my best on ground medal in the grand final. And you can say, look at my Commonwealth Games gold medal.
Oh, I know. It's all in good fun, isn't it? No, we keep it very, a healthy level of competition, I think, within our house whenever we get together. But no, she's been incredible with the Brisbane Lions, obviously, for the last many decade, I guess it is, the last 10 seasons that she's been there, one of the most consistent players I think they have, and obviously their leader. I take a lot out of watching her go about her thing, and yeah, she's obviously a very impressive athlete, but a really impressive leader as well. But yeah, I think that, yeah, I get to the AFLW as much as I possibly can, whenever I possibly can,
now,
to cheer her on.
Can you kick a Sharon?
Look, not well. I think I'd be in the ruck.
Okay. So do you kick a Sharon better than she shoots a netball? That's probably the question.
Oh, that's a great question. We actually haven't pegged each other up for that one, but look, it might be on the cards come next Christmas.
Oh, look, here we go. We've got one of those, you know, little sporting snippet cross code kind of little programs. We'll put the,
absolutely,
get the Conan sisters together, get Bree to shoot one and Cara to have a kick. Look, thanks for your time. Good luck against Giants today. Big season coming up for the Lightning and then, as mentioned, for the Aussies as well. Hope you stay sound and find some good form in 2026. Is a big year for you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the chat, Quentin. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.